There's an overwhelming amount of financial advice in the news and on social media. Who do you listen to? Are they looking out for what's best for you? How do you tune out the noise? In this podcast, trusted advisors Emily Augusto, CPA, and Amanda Vaught, JD, bring their extensive education and experience to delve into all aspects of personal finance. Emily and Amanda make topics like investing, taxes, and financial planning interesting and accessible. And they provide a framework to help you think through the plethora of financial advice and news out there. Are you ready to start making the best personal financial decisions for you? Welcome to Connecting the Dollars with Propel Financial Advisors.
Hello again. Welcome to another episode of Connecting the Dollars. Today we're going to talk about how you will be charged by a financial advisor or the different methods that they can charge you for your services. And it seems like kind of a straightforward topic, but there's really a lot to get into. So let's dig in right away. Amanda, give us a little more insight.
I just think it's unfortunate because a lot of financial advisors don't make it straightforward. Unfortunately, a lot hide fees or just make it sort of hard to figure out what you're really paying at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Which, you know, speaking as a financial advisor, is really too bad because I think it just, you know, doesn't help with the trust in the industry when people engage in these types of things. So hopefully we can provide a little education about it and some things you can look for, because the fees and the price you're paying, I think, should match up with the value you receive from your financial advisor. And if you don't understand or know what you're paying, how are you going to evaluate that?
Yes. We did a episode way back about like how to evaluate a financial advisor, something like that. But yeah. This is a little more specific. So we are kind of basing this off of an article from Kiplinger, January this year. It's called Find Advice That's Worth the Price. And the three types of fee structures that they talk about is assets under management, flat fees, and then commissions. So the first one, assets under management, is what we use at Propel. So we can speak to this one a lot. As registered investment advisors, that's one of the fee structures that we can use. And I think it kind of speaks to being a fiduciary. So registered investment advisors have a fiduciary duty to invest in, you know, the best, how do you put it? Invest in.
Make the choice that's right for you or for the client.
Right. So aside from like, oh, they might get a kickback or a commission on it, we don't get commissions as registered investment advisors. So the fiduciary duty is to invest in the best quality products for the client.
And it, yeah, right. And it serves to reduce like our conflicts of interest.
Exactly. So within that, you wanted to mention separate managed account fees.
Maybe some a lot of financial advisors will use other services to help with investing client accounts. They'll use what's called a TAMP, which is a turnkey asset management provider. They're also known as models, or you can see it referred to as a separately managed account, is a similar type of thing to that. And so that's when the advisor isn't necessarily managing your investments directly, but is in a way serving as a middle manager between the client and the investor, the person who's actually investing your account. And so those come with fees charged based on typically an AUM fee or assets under management fee, which is say 1%, for example, is a number you might see. So you do see sometimes that those fees can get stacked where the financial advisor is charging an AUM fee and the separately managed account is charging the fee, and those will get added together. Sometimes, but not always. So, depending on the advisor, these are numbers you want to dig into because we have seen people come to us and say, oh, my advisor only charges me 0.75% AUM per year. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's great. And then you actually look at what they're being charged, and it's a much higher number because they are paying for this separately managed account on top of the advisor fee. So, unfortunately, these things get sort of, I don't want to say hidden, but not totally clear.
They're not brought to the surface purposefully.
Yes, they're not really advertising this extra charge that they're putting into your account. So, it's just something to be aware of that is something that happens.
Also, a lot of investment advisors that use this asset under management model for service charges also have fee minimums or minimum
Account minimums, yeah.
account minimums, right? And typically they will be pretty high. At Propel, we do like to keep, quality financial advice available to most people. So we keep our minimum pretty low.
Relatively, yeah.
Relatively low, absolutely. And then, so you might also see like maybe a financial planner or someone who is not another person who maybe like offloading, not offloading, that sounds negative, but like working with a separate advisor to do the investment part. And so you're paying not only for the asset under management fee that this particular person isn't not necessarily doing, but you may also be paying a flat fee for other types of advice
Services.
services.
Yeah, advice, right. Yeah. So,
So.
a lot of times we see that with financial planners. I think sometimes financial planners refer to themselves as planners, sometimes refer to themselves as financial advisors. But the titles tend to be interchangeable a little bit. It depends. Sometimes insurance salespeople will refer to themselves as financial planners. You really have to check people's qualifications at the end of the day. I don't think the title means a lot necessarily. What matters more is.
It can get a very murky.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You might
So
see
sorry, I
yourself.
sort of went off on a tangent there a little bit, but
No, that's helpful.
yeah, so typically when you see a flat fee, those tend to be on top of an AUM fee, but not always. Some financial advisors will only charge a flat fee for their advice, and that could include financial planning advice. By financial planning advice, I mean things like budgeting, a review of your estate plan, tax planning, maybe helping you plan to buy a house, helping you plan for retirement, those types of plan financial planning, which is sort of beyond just straight investing your accounts.
So we actually use a hybrid. I mean, we have our assets under management for people that do invest with us, but we also have a flat fee rate for specific one-offs and things like that. So that is pretty common, I think.
And then yeah, so it really runs the gamut. But I think in general for flat fees, they tend to be fully disclosed in advance. So I mean, I don't in general, you're not gonna get a surprise flat fee from an advisor. It's like when you go to the doctor and you get some bill a month later.
Yeah, I think one of the main differences between an assets under management fee and a flat fee, if you're like, evaluating two different advisors and one charges assets, one charges a flat fee. So the assets under management model, like if your assets decline, if the total market declines, the advisors are paid less because it's based on that number. With a flat fee, the advisors are still paid the same, even though your account went down. And there's arguments in both directions, like which one is better. You can find all kinds of arguments. But I think one of the most important things to push to get from that is that I think I said this at the top, the AUM really speaks to the fiduciary duty of the registered investment advisor using that model. So just wanted to make that
right. Yeah.
Clear statement.
And the AUM, and I mean, I think we just sort of assume people knew this, but the AUM fee was debited directly from the account. You just see an invoice. You don't usually get a bill. On a flat fee, you're going to get a bill. It's going to come out of your checking account, savings account. You have to pay it. So it's a little bit different where the money is coming from to pay those fees.
Right, right. Okay. So the last section or the last model is a commissioned based service fee. Yeah. And so typically registered investment advisors cannot charge this kind of fee. Like, we're not trying to sell you something. So there is nothing to get a commission on. You'll see this more with financial planners that are also potentially broker dealers with whichever
broker
company.
Yeah,
they may say things like free investing, but you're not seeing the commissions come off of your account in a very clear way either, necessarily. Again, it's a murky situation.
Sometimes it's not very clear, right? And then they also can make commissions from trading in your account. And you might, they don't necessarily list out those fees that they're receiving on the back end that they get through their bank or broker that they're trading from. They're not going to spell those out necessarily on your account statement. So,
right. So it's not, they're not fiduciaries, so they're not necessarily acting in the best interest. Of course, they are trying to, you know, grow your portfolios, but that standard is not.
Slightly different. And so I think, you know, if you are considering a broker dealer as somebody to manage your investments, it's, you really want to ask about this, and they should be able to answer your questions and to be forthright about it. And if it feels like they're not being forthright about it, you know, you should ask yourself, what are they hiding? Why, you know, you don't want to talk poorly about other people, because there are people at broker dealers who do good jobs. So, but you just want to be aware of these fees that are out there. We also just wanted to mention what's called a hybrid RIA. So this is, I don't really understand how this is a thing, but it is a thing, where an RIA is a fiduciary who is legally bound to provide unbiased financial advice in your best interest, but they also work at a broker dealer and can earn commissions. And so they say they step from their RIA shoes and then they step into their broker dealer shoes. And so,
yeah,
I mean, are they telling you, okay, now I'm acting as a broker and making a commission on based on the advice I'm giving you? Oh, now I'm giving you advice as a fiduciary. I don't understand how that works, but
it's an issue of trust, I guess, if you really trust the person, because
For sure. But even trust is not,
I know, it's tricky.
Yeah. I just think if somebody says they're an RIA, now because of this hybrid RIA, you have to say, are you always an RIA? Because technically it's true to say you're an RIA if you're a hybrid RIA.
Right.
In the financial advisor world? I don't,
it's an oxymoron.
But yeah, it's a thing that's out there. You know, some, I think, you know, it's not a huge thing, but also some of the broker dealers will charge you account fees to keep an account. So if, you know, if you have a small account and they're charging you a $75 annual fee, I mean, that's another fee on top of the AUM fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? I don't know why. They just need the extra $75 in their pocket. So just to be aware of it. And sometimes they might not charge you that fee until you decide to close out your account. And then it's like, oh, it's $75 to close this account that has $300 in it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very tricky. I mean, we try to be as transparent as possible. If you are looking at a registered investment advisor firm, you could always try to read their ADVs online and really get to the bottom of what you're being charged for. Yeah, an initial evaluation point, there's so many things that might sound great, but a lot of times when people are saying, oh, you get free investment advice, it's like, okay, well, then what am I paying for? How are you actually making money? So it's different for everyone depending on what their goals are, but yeah,
And
it's
then, can
difficult.
I just say one thing about robo advisors before we go, Emily?
Please do.
Okay, it's our favorite. So I think robo advisors will advertise a certain fee, so 0.25% a year, 0.85% a year. But a lot of times you have to dig in to their disclosures a little more to learn that they do re keep a certain amount of your account in cash. So if you have 2% of your account in cash and that 2% is not get invested, that's part of the fee of the robo advisor on top of the AUM fee you're paying. So I just want to get clear on that it's not actually such a low fee. That's all.
Yeah, and there's some SEC verbiage about
Some robos have gotten in trouble for not disclosing this properly. And they're not getting in trouble for doing it, they're getting in trouble for not disclosing it properly. And so by disclosing it, that means it's in some kind of weird document that nobody can understand.
Yeah, they're putting more pressure on the clients to do their due diligence. It's just making it difficult to find the best possible situation for you.
So we just want to point that out. Doesn't mean that robo advisor can't be the right choice for you, but it's something to just be aware of. So
All right. Well, we'll post everything on our website, connectingthedollars.com. And if you have any questions, please contact us through the website, through, any of our Propel financial advisors online, social media. And yeah,
should
we'll
we
be.
offer, if somebody is wondering about what their actual fee is they're currently paying, just reach out and we can help you look and figure out what it is.
Yeah, we could
Happy
totally
to
do
help.
that. All right. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks, Emily.
Bye.
Bye.
That will do it for this episode of Connecting the Dollars. Nothing discussed in this episode should be considered legal, financial, or tax advice. If you like what you heard, please subscribe for more at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your content. When you do, please give us a rating and a review. To see the links we mentioned in our show, along with other great Propel Financial Advisors content, go to connectingthedollars.com. You can find our past episodes there and subscribe to our newsletter. And if you're still here because you have a general question, you can email us directly at info@connectingthedollars.com. Or if you're interested in working with us, click the Schedule a Consultation button on our website. Thank you for listening.